from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. This weekend, the U.S. military and the Bush administration are defending their record in Iraq. In Baghdad, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez told reporters that Iraq's recovery has begun.
We are way ahead of schedule. The evolution of the country in Iraq is just amazing. It is truly amazing and heartwarming how far we've come.
And Iraq's civilian administrator is publicly defending his record. Paul Bremer is in Washington to meet with Bush administration officials. In an interview today with NPR, Bremer said the U.S. is making progress in a guerrilla war that's broken out against U.S. occupation forces.
I think we will find as we reconfigure our forces, as we improve our intelligence collection, and as we get the Iraqis more immediately involved in the battle, we will find that we are going to be able to overpower these remnants and reduce the attacks. But I don't think we should be fooling ourselves. We're always going to have some security threat there. This is going to be a long, tough job we've got, and there will be, you know, days when it doesn't look so good, and there'll be days when it looks a lot better.
You can hear more of that interview tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition. The long effort ahead involves peril for U.S. troops and for their commander-in-chief in the White House. Tonight we're going to get status reports from Washington and Iraq, and we will start with NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.
A malcontent in Baghdad is about as common these days as a man with a mustache. Scratch an Iraqi, you'll find a complaint. Saeed Mohammed Ali sits out on the stoop in downtown Baghdad, swatting flies and talking politics with his posse of unemployed friends. How can you say things are getting better with all these thieves running about, he asks. Things are getting worse, so if you ask me what's changed, I say nothing's changed. But his friend Nasser Abu Riyad, 46 years old and also out of a job, disagrees. I walk these streets every day. I've noticed things are becoming more secure as the days pass, Nasser says. If I'm noticing the change, then other Iraqis must be noticing it as well. Statistically, little has changed. There is no official information on crimes against Iraqis, but anecdotal information seems to suggest that crime is still a big problem. 22-year-old Abbas Ali, a formidable-looking bodybuilder, says even he's scared to walk around after dark. If the American soldiers can't even provide security for themselves, he asks, how in the hell do they think they'll provide it for us? 63-year-old Saad al-Shamari chimes in with his addition to the catalog of complaints. I live in Zafarania district here in Baghdad, Saad says. If you would come to my area, I'll show you that life was better during Saddam's time. We had plenty of water and electricity then. That sentiment puzzles Lieutenant General Sanchez, and he said so yesterday.
Even if we had no electricity, even if our schools weren't running, and all we had was just the basics for living, who can argue that this country has not made tremendous progress just by the fact that you've eliminated a dictatorial, cruel regime?
And griping, the general points out, is one of the benefits of freedom. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.